talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio for the second hour. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right back to the front lines of history in the making. Piece of good news from Washington, D.C. The word is from the White House that Joe Biden will sign an executive order on gun safety. And it's going to involve the 3D manufacturer of guns, imported guns, and whatever he can do, in light of the fact that the Republicans are blocking anything on gun safety. You know, these 3D printers are amazing. I don't know if you've ever seen one, but go down to a manufacturing facility and somebody feeds in the instructions and outcomes an object. And the word is that, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years, however many years, people are going to print out 3D printing of organs, like livers and hearts, that would exactly fit your body, exactly fit your genes and DNA, so you will absolutely not need transplants and donations from strangers. You know, this is all amazing, but people are actually printing 3D prints of guns that can't be traced. Some of this, Biden's simply going to issue an executive order banning it. The fact is that it'll be tested in court and so forth, but you got to do something. And the fact also is that the Republicans are blocking anything having to do with background checks, assault weapons, and a few Democrats from some states are going along with them. So Joe Biden is showing leadership. And I think it's a very, very good development. He can certainly issue an executive order on the importation of guns, on 3D printing of guns, untraceable guns, invisible guns. You know, there are regulations on bringing a gun on an aircraft that can't be detected through metal detectors. What is the purpose, frankly, of objecting to any of this, of Biden's doing that? I mean, do you want to fly in an airplane where somebody has something that can't be detected? Some nut wants to take down the airplane. Do you want somebody to be able to simply print out a gun through 3D printing that can't be traced? That is not what legitimate gun owners want. There's a poll of legitimate gun owners. There's a group forming that wants background checks. These are gun owners for background checks. Gun owners for background checks. Very important. Going to the lines. East Side Dave, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today? East Side Dave.
Hello. That was a lot of good talk since you came on. And I wanted to touch back on the Russia thing. And, you know, I just keep thinking maybe there's some other Americans like myself that wish that, you know, we talk about allies. Wouldn't it be great if the country of Russia were our ally over there and we had good relations and such? But the deal is Putin, and he was the former king of the, what do you call it over there? KGB?
Right. Well, I think he was the mayor, high position in St. Petersburg. He was a colonel in the KGB. Putin, his nickname was the Moth. He'd flit around light bulbs. Nobody really liked the guy. I agree that it'd be great if Russia were our ally. It was our ally when Boris Yeltsin was president, and George H.W. Bush and Mikhail Gorbachev had a relationship that let them kind of work in you wouldn't say bipartisan because it's not political, but in a joint fashion. If we ever can come back to that, because Russia is situated in a very hostile area of the world. I mean, it has China to the east, And frankly, we want China as our friend. We want to be friends with everybody. But the fact is that in the history of the world, there's always been conflict, and you want to manage it without war. War is a continuation of diplomacy by other means. That's all it is. So I'm with you 100%. East Side Dave, very, very good insight. We want Russia as our ally. But remember something. Everybody says, well, Russia was our ally during the Second World War. Not at the beginning. They allied with Hitler to carve up Poland, and they were joined with Hitler. With the Third Reich, Hitler then stabbed them in the back by invading them, and then they said help, and we went in and helped them. So they've been an unreliable so-called ally for a long time. But under Boris Yeltsin and Mikhail Gorbachev, that changed. And when Putin is gone and he's out of the picture, if they can avoid putting in another authoritarian murderer like Putin, I think there is something for us to work with. So thanks for the comment. Real good comment. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
Oh, an article I just read about Cyrus Vance Jr., and I thought of you immediately. It was in the New Yorker. And they bring up the consulting fees that Ivanka got, but beyond that, Matt, here's the one that just jumped off the page. In an eight-year period between 2010 and 2018, they paid out $26 million in consulting fees. Now, my question is, you know, I don't know anything about business, but I know this, that if you're paying out $26 million in consulting fees and you're still hemorrhaging money left and right, why are you doing this in the first place? You know what I'm saying? I thought a consulting fee was paid to a company to try and help you with business, not to hinder you. It's just $26 million in consulting fees in an eight-year period.
No, you're talking about Cyrus Vance, the DA of Manhattan?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
And you're saying that his office paid out $26 million in consulting fees?
No, not his office. Trump's. Trump, they found now that way over and above the consulting fees he paid Ivanka, he paid this company over $26 million, the Trump organization, in an eight-year period.
Okay, yeah. For a minute, I was afraid you were saying Cy Vance had done it.
No.
Cy Vance is a good man. Yeah, Trump. I mean, look. There's Trump is as crooked as a dog's hind leg. OK, let's be very, very blunt about this. Trump, you know, there were something like 20 some odd million. A lot of it went to Ivanka for consulting fees so he could deduct it. But it doesn't surprise me. You know, consulting fee, my experience in practicing law over the years is that when you see something as a line item, as a consulting fee, you got to start digging a lot deeper. That is just such a code word for almost anything. Yeah, there are some consulting fees. You might hire PricewaterhouseCoopers to advise you in terms of restructuring your accounting or something. You call it a consulting fee. You could also call it an accounting fee. But when you have Joe Blow or some entity, a consulting fee, you know, this guy, Leon Black, the big financial guy, hedge fund guy, paid Jeffrey Epstein a consulting fee of $150 million for, quote, tax advice. I mean, nobody's fooled by that. He hired a law firm to investigate it, and they said it was a consulting fee for giving legal advice and tax advice. That's, you know, immediately everybody looks on that and says, come on. And then Leon Black had to step down from the board of the Museum of Modern Art, one of the museums in New York City, and from his company. So if you see the word consulting fee with Donald Trump, listen, the red lights start flashing, the alarm goes off. Trump, remember, with Trump University, Trump everything, there's an element of fraud in everything he does. So a consulting fee is simply a way to funnel money to somebody or get him a deduction and it comes back to him. And Cy Vance is a guy. Cy Vance has paid some consulting fees himself, very modest, and to have the best forensic accountants in the world, which are in New York City, look over these financial statements. And they are sweating Alan Wesselberger, Trump's CFO, chief financial officer. They already have Michael Cohen, his lawyer. Michael Cohen is totally disillusioned with Trump. Trump shafted him. He ended up in prison for what? For paying Stormy Daniels money, and Trump doesn't? I mean, you know, Trump leaves a body of felons and people in jail all around him, all around him. And somehow some of them are still so loyal to him. He pardoned some of them. Steve Bannon, he pardoned. Roger Stone, he didn't pardon Giuliani, unless it was a midnight pardon, one of these secret pocket pardons, where he pardoned him and he says, stick it in your pocket. If you ever need it, whip it out. Okay, except then you have to prove to the court that it was legit at the time he was president, because if he signed it a minute after noon on January 20, he was not president, Joe Biden was. So little risk. I have a feeling that he has a bunch of pocket pardons and he just handed them out and guys are keeping them in their drawer, waiting to use them if they think they need them. The whole thing was massively crooked, massively crooked. So thanks for pointing that out, Dick, in the New Yorker article. Anybody wants to go online and read it, they should. I have not, but I will. But there was the Ivanka fees, the consulting fees. When you say you've given your daughter consulting fees, what does that mean? You know, you might give her an allowance or babysitting allowance when she's a kid, but what do you mean consulting fees to your own daughter? Come on. Giving a consultant fee to your kid or somebody in your family, it's an invitation to have people look into it for fraud, an invitation, and they should. Going to a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.